2026年5月23日，这一集先听新西兰音乐人 DC Maxwell， 也就是 Daniel Smith， 谈他在墨尔本推出的新专辑《The Singer》。他从奥克兰搬到墨尔本后重新起步，又在洛杉矶完成录音，并与 Out Country 传奇 Bonnie Prince Billy 合作，把死亡、信仰、语言和对早逝音乐人的怀念写进歌里。
Musician DC Maxwell is using his new album The Singer to think out loud about death, grief, and the big questions people often avoid. The Melbourne-based Kiwi says he wanted to point at, as he puts it, the huge elephant in the room.
音乐人 DC Maxwell 这张新专辑 The Singer 是在把死亡、失落，还有人们常常不愿意谈的大问题直接放到台面上来说。他这位住在墨尔本的新西兰音乐人说，他想指出那个大家都看见却常常不去讲的房间里的大象。这里的 elephant in the room 就是英语里很常见的说法，意思是一个很明显很重要但大家故意回避的话题。
Maxwell, who is also known as Daniel Smith, was nominated for a Tite Music Prize for his 2023 debut album, Lone Rider. But after moving from Auckland to Melbourne, he says he had to start from square one again.
Maxwell 也叫 Daniel Smith，他2023年的首张专辑《Long Rider》还拿到了 Tate Music Prize 的提名。不过他从奥克兰搬到墨尔本以后，等于又得从头开始。Start from square one 就是从零开始，重新来过，很适合形容这种换城市，重新建立音乐事业的感觉。
He recorded the first half of The Singer with producer Bonnie Knight, then followed her to Los Angeles to finish the album. That trip brought what he calls an amazing silver lining, a duet called Half Real.With alt country legend Bonnie Prince Billy, whose real name is Will Oldham.
这张专辑的前半部分是他和制作人 Bonnie Knight 一起录的，后来他又跟着他去洛杉矶，把整张专辑完成。结果这趟行程带来了他口中的 amazing silver lining， 也就是意外的好结果。最重要的收获之一就是和 alt country 传奇 Bonnie Prince Billy 合唱的 Half Real。Bonnie Prince Billy 本名是 Will Oldham， 这里听众要记住的是，这是同一个人。
Maxwell says that when he saw Oldham was playing in Los Angeles, he asked if he could open the show and sent over a demo. Oldham replied that he already had someone but liked the music and that opened the door to them singing together instead.
Maxwell 说他发现 Oldham 那时刚好在洛杉矶演出，就问能不能帮他暖场，还把 demo 送了过去。Oldham 回信说虽然已经有人了，但很喜欢他的音乐，于是话题一下子转了方向，最后变成两个人一起合唱。这里 open the show 就是开场演出，暖场 ；demo 就是试唱小样。
A lot of the album comes back to death, but Maxwell says he did not want to sound like an old man banging a pot on the side of the road. He says the record is really trying to talk about the huge things he felt were missing from art and music.
这张专辑很多歌都绕回到死亡这个主题，但 Maxwell 也说他不想摆出那种老人在路边敲锅提醒大家的姿态。这个说法很形象。意思是他不想用说教的口气去吓人，而是想认真谈那些他觉得在艺术和音乐里很少被好好讨论的大问题。
Because words can feel too small for those feelings, he leans on religious language in songs like Jesus's Son, Strength of a Saint, and In Heaven. For him, that language is a way to talk about the end times, the crisis of the soul, and what it means to be alive in a crazy world.
他觉得有些情绪太大，普通语言会显得不够用，所以他在Jesus' Song, Strength of a Saint 和 In Heaven 这些歌里用了很多宗教意象。对他来说，宗教语言是一种很有力量的表达工具，可以去谈末日感、灵魂危机，还有在一个混乱世界里活着到底是什么意思。这里的 Crisis of the Soul 就不是身体生病，而是精神和内心出了大震动。
One song, Strength of a Saint, comes from his reaction to New Zealand outlawing conversion therapy in 2022.He says he wanted to sit with the actual feeling of that harm and with the cruelty of telling a young person that their most natural romantic desire is wrong.
Strength of a Saint 这首歌灵感来自他对新西兰在2022年禁止转换治疗这件事的反应。Conversion therapy 就是转换治疗，只试图改变一个人的性取向或性别认同的做法。他说他想去感受那种真实的伤害，也想写出那种可怕的恶意。就是告诉一个年轻人，你最自然的爱与渴望是错的。
And in the title track, the singer Maxwell reflects on the legacy of musicians Reuben Winter and Addison Whitley, two young men he says meant the world to him and died too soon. He points to writer and musician Kay Tempest's idea that artists stand on a line, with artists behind them helping pass something forward.
而在同名曲的 Singer 里， Maxwell 写到音乐人 Ruben Winter 和 Edison Whitley 的影响。他说，这两位年轻人对他很重要，却走得太早。这里他借用了作家兼音乐人 K. Tempest 的一个想法。如果你是艺术家，你其实是站在一条长长的线上，前面和后面都有别的艺术家，你接住了他们传下来的东西，也要把它继续传下去。延续上一则音乐话题，这一段继续听新西兰音乐人故事。2026年5月23日，来自奥克兰的格莱美获奖制作人 Joe Little 说，自己之所以走到今天，离不开那些在关键时刻说对话、给机会的人。他回顾了和 Lorde 合作 Pure Heroine， 后来与 Taylor Swift 等巨星合作的经历，也谈到自己2018年回到新西兰后，为什么把精力放在奥克兰 Morningside 的非盈利项目 Big Fan 上。节目后面还会转到基督城 Cathedral Square 的新计划。
Joel Little says he would not be where he is today if certain people had not said the right thing at the right time. The Grammy-winning producer has worked with some of the biggest names in music, but right now, the project that really fires him up is Big Fan in Auckland.
Joel Little 说，如果不是有些人在关键时刻说了对的话，他今天不会走到现在这一步。他拿过格莱美，也和很多大牌音乐人合作过，但真正让他最有热情的是奥克兰的 Big Fan 项目。这里的 would not be where I am 就是不会有今天的成就， at the right time 是在对的时候，关键时刻。
He points back to the 2013 Lorde album Pure Heroine, where he worked with Ella Yelich O'Connor and says the stars aligned. In his words, they were both discovering their superpowers at the same time, and that record helped launch his career into the top flight.
他回头看自己和 Lorde， 也就是 Ella Yelich O'Connor 在2013年的专辑 Pure Hearing 上的合作，说那时候是天时地利人和，英文里就是 the stars aligned， 意思是条件刚好都对上了。他还说，两个人当时都在一起发现自己的超能力，也就是各自最强的创作能力，这张专辑把他的事业一下子推到了更高层次。
After that success, Little says he moved to Los Angeles and kept learning how to collaborate properly. He says writing a song with someone is nerve-wracking because you are putting yourself out there. But by the time he worked with Taylor Swift,He felt music business hardened and ready.
那次成功之后，他搬到洛杉矶，继续学习怎么更好地和别人合作。他说，跟别人一起写歌其实很紧张，因为你是在把自己摊开来给别人看。这里的 put yourself out there 就是把自己放到一个容易被评价也容易受伤的位置。等到后来和 Taylor Swift 合作时，他已经更成熟了，知道自己准备好了。
Little co-wrote and produced 4 tracks on Swift's 2019 album Lover. He says that if he had met her right after Pure Heroine, it would not have gone nearly as well, because he was not ready then in the same way he was later.
他后来还和 Taylor Swift 合写，并制作了他2019年专辑 Lover 里的四首歌。他的意思很清楚，如果在 Pure Heroine 刚结束的时候就去合作，效果可能不会那么好，因为那时的他还没有后来这么成熟。这里的 music business hardened 可以理解成在音乐行业里历练出来了，变得更老练了。
In 2018, after years based in Los Angeles, Little moved back to New Zealand with his wife Gemma and their family. He says family mattered more than chasing more big songs, and New Zealand life with kids near grandparents and aunties and uncles felt beautiful to him.
2018年，他在洛杉矶待了很多年之后，和妻子 Gemma 以及家人一起回到新西兰。他说，家人比继续追逐更多大热歌曲更重要，像孩子能常常见到祖父母、阿姨、叔叔这些亲人，这种生活对他来说很珍贵。这里的意思不是他不想做音乐了，而是他把人生的优先顺序放得更清楚了。
That is also why he started Big Fan 4 years ago in Morningside, Auckland. The not-for-profit project has 3 world-class recording studios and a live music venue under one roof. And Little says he wants it to be the place that gives the next generation a leg up.Especially young people who want to make music but do not have much money or many places to go.
所以他四年前在奥克兰的 Morningside 创办了 Big Fan。这个非盈利项目把三个一流录音室和一个现场演出场地放在同一个屋檐下。Little 说，他想把这里做成一个能帮下一代往上拖一把的地方，尤其是那些想做音乐但没有太多钱也没有很多地方可去的年轻人。Give someone a leg up 就是帮一把提供起步的机会。节目接着从上一则音乐人物访谈转到基督城市中心 Cathedral Square 的重建讨论。市议员 Aaron Keown 提议在广场新建冬季溜冰场，借此带动人潮， 振兴这片仍受地震影响的区域。与此同时，广场重设计的五个入围团队将提交方案，最后胜出的团队要在市议会2850万纽元预算下提出概念规划。
Christchurch is weighing up a winter ice skating rink for Cathedral Square as part of a bigger plan to bring life back to the city's heart. The square still sits beside the earthquake-damaged Anglican Cathedral, which remains a construction site.
基督城现在在考虑把 Cathedral Square 打造成一个冬季溜冰场，作为让市中心重新热闹起来的一部分。这个广场旁边的圣公会大教堂还受地震损坏，现场到现在仍然是个施工区。这里的 way up 就是认真考虑。Bring life back to the city's heart 就是让城市中心重新有活力。
Councillor Aaron Keown says new paving stones and planter boxes will not be enough. He argues that an outdoor rink would draw winter crowds into the square and could also work as an event site for a major figure skating event each year.
市议员 Aaron Keown 说，光是换新的地砖加花香恐怕还不够。他认为露天溜冰场才能把冬天的人潮吸引回广场，而且这里还可以变成活动场地，每年办一场大型花式滑冰赛事。这里的 draw crowds 是吸引人潮， event site 就是活动举办地， figure skating 是花式滑冰。
Another councillor, Nathaniel Hertz Jardine, also thinks the idea could be popular. He says the costs could be achievable, around $200,000 to set up the rink, and he wants something affordable for young people and families, especially during those quieter weekday afternoons and weekends.
另一位市议员 Nathaniel Hertz Jardine 也觉得这个点子可能会受欢迎。他说成本也许做得到，搭一个溜冰场大约要20万纽元左右。他更希望市中心有一种年轻人和家庭都负担得起的活动，尤其是在平日下午3点到5点或者周末这种比较冷清的时候。这里的 achievable costs 就是成本可行， affordable 是负担得起。
Central Ward Councillor Jake McClellan says he is open to staff feedback, especially because Christchurch has tried a temporary ice rink before.That earlier rink was set up for a couple of winters, so the council already has some experience to look back on.
中央选区市议员 Jake McClellan 说，他愿意先看看工作人员的意见，因为基督城以前确实办过临时溜冰场，而且还连续办了几个冬天。所以这次讨论并不是完全从零开始，市议会其实有一些过往经验可以参考。这里的 be open to 就是愿意听取， look back on 是回头回顾，参考过去经验。
The bigger backdrop is the cathedral itself. The project was mothballed in 2024 after costs blew out, and councillors are now due to decide whether to put $15 million from a surplus toward the rebuild if the government matches it. So this is not just about an ice rink. It is also about how Christchurch wants to reshape its downtown and pay for it.
更大的背景其实还是这座大教堂本身。这个重建项目在2024年因为成本飙升而被搁置，后来又改过预算。现在市议员要决定是否从盈余里拨出1500万纽元做重建，但前提是政府也要出1500万。也就是说，这不只是要不要盖溜冰场而已，更是在问基督城想把市中心变成什么样，又要怎么付这笔钱。Mothballed 在新闻里就是暂停、搁置 ，blow out 表示成本大幅超支。接近这一集尾声时 ，RNZ 报道了新西兰 Waikatan 的一起搜寻结果。警方在周六上午于 Waikatan River Entrance 附近找到了失踪潜水员的遗体。这个人周五下午在 Sugarloaf Rocks 一带被报告遇险后，紧急服务部门赶到现场。警方表示正在为家属提供支持，并会把这起死亡交由验尸官处理。
Police in Waikatan have found the body of a missing diver. Emergency services were called on Friday afternoon after someone was reported in distress near Sugarloaf Rocks.
新西兰怀卡坦内的警方已经找到一名失踪潜水员的遗体。周五下午 ，Sugarloaf Rocks 附近有人被报告遇险，所以紧急服务部门赶到了现场。这里的 in distress 就是处于危险、遇到紧急情况，不是普通的不舒服，而是很需要马上救援的状态。
The body was located on Saturday morning near the Waikatane River entrance. Police say they are supporting the diver's family, and the death will be referred to the coroner.
遗体。是在周六上午靠近 Waikatan River Entrance 的地方被发现的。警方说他们正在向这名潜水员的家属提供支持，而且这起死亡案件会交由验尸官处理。 Referred to the coroner 的意思是移交给验尸官，也就是由相关法医和调查程序继续确认死亡原因。承接前一则地方新闻后， 这一则转到惠灵顿地区的水费争议。从2026年7月1日起，新水务实体 TIKWAY 将接管当地供水管理，接手五个市议会的资产。随着新账单即将分开寄出，居民对未来水费和 RACE 金额越来越不安。今年3月 TIKWAY 曾估算平均水费约为每年2400纽币，可能比现在高出 14%， 而市长们也已对涨价表达担忧。 Commerce Commission 正在审查其模式。
Some Wellington region ratepayers are feeling anxious as new water bills draw closer. From mid of July, the new water entity TIKWAY will take over management of Wellington's water services, inheriting the assets of the five councils.
惠灵顿地区一些交税和缴费的居民现在开始担心水费账单了，因为新的水费制度很快就要上路。从7月1日开始，新水务机构 TIKWAY 会接管惠灵顿的供水管理，并且接手五个市议会的资产。这里的 ratepayers 指的是缴纳地方税费的人， take over management 就是接管管理， inheriting the assets 就是接收这些资产。
In early March, TIKWAY projected that water bills would average about $200 and $400 a year for Wellington region residents. That was described as a 14% increase, or about 310 more each year, and the average charge could rise to $601 a year by June 2035. Mayors have already raised concerns about the price increases, and the Commerce Commission is now scrutinizing the model.
今年3月初， TIKWAY 估算惠灵顿地区居民的水费平均每年大约是2400纽币。这个数字被形容为上涨 14%， 也就是每年大约多付310纽币，而且到2035年6月，平均收费还可能涨到每年6831纽币。市长们已经对涨价表示担心。Commerce Commission 也正在仔细审查这个收费模式。这里的 projected 是预计， scrutinizing 就是仔细审查，严密检查。
One of the biggest worries is that water charges will be separated out from council rates and billed separately from July. Korokoro resident Shirley Ann Thornbury said she felt unhappy and uncertain because she already pays about $6,000 a year in rates and understands she could also face about $2,400 a year in water charges based on her property value.
大家最担心的一点是原本包含在 Council Rates 里的水费从7月开始会被拆出来单独开账单。 Korokoro 的居民 Shirley Ann Thornbury 说，她觉得很不安也很不确定，因为她现在每年已经要付大约6000纽币的 Rates， 她还理解自己可能另外再付大约2400纽币的水费，而且这个金额是按她的房产价值来算的。 Separated out 就是分离出来单独拆开， Property Value 是房产估值。
Thornbury said she would want her Lower Hutt City Council rates to fall by the same amount. She said she had not received clear information that the rates bill would drop significantly, and she said in effect that she is not an unlimited fund and needs to budget carefully.
Thornbury 说，如果水费要另外收，那她也希望 Lower Hutt City Council 的 rates 能相应减少同样的金额。她表示自己并没有收到明确消息，说 rates 账单会大幅下降。她的意思很直接，它不是无限金库，每一笔开销都得精打细算。这里的 budget 是做预算，安排开支。 Unlimited fund 不是字面意思，而是强调钱不是无限的。
Another resident, Marie Hawkins from Judgeford, said it did not seem fair that larger households would pay the same water charge as a single resident or tenant. She also warned that higher water bills could be passed on to tenants through higher rent. And Karori,Ratepayer Guy Nunn said he had started holding community meetings against the costs, and he said many people were afraid of losing their homes.
Judgeford 的居民 Marie Hawkins 也说，这样不公平，因为人数更多的家庭竟然可能和单身住户或租客付一样的水费。他还担心房东最后会把更高的水费转嫁给租客，变成更高的房租。在 Carrory， 纳税居民 Guy Nunn 说，他已经开始召开社区会议，反对这些费用。他还说，不少人很怕因为负担太重而失去自己的家。 Pass on 给租客，意思就是转嫁成本。
Nunes also claimed water charges could rise to $5,000 a year within 3 years. But TIKWAY's indicative price list says that is not correct. The list shows estimated average charges of $358,000 and $2028,000, $390,000 and $393,000. So even with the debate heating up,The numbers are still being argued over, and many residents are waiting for clearer information.
Nunes 还说，水费三年内可能涨到每年5000纽币，但 TIKWAY 的参考价格表显示，这个说法并不正确。 那份表格写的是预计平均收费在2028年29月年大约是350瓦纽币，到2029年30余年大约是39883纽币。也就是说，围绕水费到底会涨多少，争论还在继续。很多居民现在最需要的还是更清楚、更稳定的说明。Indicative Price List 可以理解成参考价目表、预估价格表。Heating up 表示争议升温。